Good morning to you, brothers and sisters and friends.
大家早晨.
It's a pleasure to be back. It's been 2 years since we've been here.
和大家有兩年沒見了,很高興今天再和大家一起.
But we've known many of you from this church for probably over 10 years now, as your church has been supporting us.
对,对大家有很多人都认识了很多年了.
So we want to again say thank you as a church for your faithful support of us living in Taiwan and serving Christ there.
作出感恩,多謝你大家對我們在台灣的事工的支持.
And thank you for your prayers for us for over the years we've been there.
多謝大家對我們這麼多年來的禱告上的支持.
It is a privilege to partner with you as one of our partnering churches.
我們跟教會和很多其他教會一起合作來做神的事工.
Many times when we come back to America and see some of the churches that that have known us in the past,
很多時回到美國,跟支持我和大家合作的教會見面的時候,
they told us that we haven't changed any.
他們說我們都沒有怎麼改變.
But I know that's not true.
我知道不是真的.
Every time I come back, I have less hair.
每次我回來,頭髮都少了一點.
Last time I was here 2 years ago, I didn't need reading glasses.
上次回來都不需要戴老花眼鏡.
Having kids and raising kids through their teen years changes you.
到兒女有成為少年的時代的時候,對自己都很大的改變.
And then the last time that you saw us, we had 3 children and we thought we were finished having children, but we had another child in the last 2 years.
上次跟大家見面的時候,我們以為我們都
Probably many of you have read some of the stories. We adopted a daughter last year in Taiwan. So now we have in our mid-40s, I'm in my late-40s, we had another child, but we started with a 9-year-old. So we're still changing and growing. We thank the Lord that He has blessed us with another child. And not only did He want to bless this little girl by providing a home, but He wanted to bless us by giving us her. This month is Adoption Month in America, and so it is Adoption Awareness Month, and I just wanted to, just as we share in the message how God adopted us, the adoption process is a beautiful picture of what God has done in our lives.
跟大家分享,這個月是美國的收養月,跟大家分享這些訊息,正如父神收養了我們,我們都是有責任來到這裡負上。
Today after the service, in the hall on the table, you'll see some things. There's a prayer card that you can pick up, and you can try to figure out who in our family can jump the highest, because we always jump in our pictures, so please feel free to pick one up. We have our personal ministry introduction for us as a family, and then a sign-up if you wish to receive prayer updates and our newsletters.
代禱的卡和相片給大家拿,如果大家想的時候可以報名來成為我們代禱的,代禱收到訊息的人.
There was a very famous pastor in America named John Piper.
美國有一個很出名的傳道人叫John Piper.
And he made this statement about missions and worship.
他對宣教就這樣說過.
He says missions exist because worship doesn't.
有宣教的存在因為沒有崇拜.
Well, I believe that he meant by that statement this meaning.
我相信他的意思是這樣.
As long as there are people in the world that do not worship God and don't know Him, then the church has a responsibility in missions.
只要世上還有人是不認識神的, 教會就有責任來到將這個訊息來到宣講出去.
As long as there are places in America where people do not worship God, then the church here needs to send people on mission to them.
只要美國還有人是不來到崇拜神的, 我哋就有责任嚟到啊，将全家子孙啊差派出去。
And the triune God, as long as He sees people not worshiping Him, He is going to be sending out His people to reach those people.
如果神系见到有人系冇嚟崇拜佢嘅，佢就会继续差派人出去嚟到宣讲。
The mission of the church is to glorify God.
教会嘅责任就系嚟到荣耀神。
Well, there are multitudes of people in America, in Taiwan, and all throughout the world who do not worship Him.
在美国、在台湾、世界很多地方都是有很多人还没 来到崇拜神。
So because of that, the lack of worship, we need to go and to tell people about Jesus.
因为这么多人未认识神、未来崇拜神的时候，我们就有责任来到宣扬出去。
There will come a day whenever you and I, who are children of His, we go to heaven, we no longer have that mission of telling people about Him.
还有一天我们都是回到天家见到神的时候，我们的宣教的责任就完结了。
Well, speaking about God as a mission God is not to try to convince you to be a missionary and to go to another country.
说到神是宣教的神，不是想要求到大家来到去到外地来到宣教。
It is that we would all understand that God has a mission for us, each one of us, to reach other people who do not worship Him.
也想大家明白到我们是需要来到向一些未认识到神的人来到将神的信息传扬。
Well, that God is a mission God tells us things about God.
因为神是宣教的神，是令到我们明白到神的事情。
God created all people, all nations, all language groups.
神是创造了万民。
And He's not willing that anybody should perish, but that everybody should come to repentance.
他不愿意有任何一个人来到在灭亡当中，他愿意每个人都是回到神的身边。
In Revelation 5:9,
在启示录第五章第九节。
We see in Revelation 5:9, I'm going to read it in English. It says, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood, You purchased men for God from every tribe, nation, and people, and every language, people, and nation.
在第五章第九节咁样话到，你配取书卷，拆开封印，因为你曾被杀，曾用你的血从各族、从各支派、各方言、各民族、各邦会。把人卖了归来归给神。
So God's desire is that we would all come to know Him and worship Him.
神系愿意每个人翻到嚟崇拜神。
God is willing to adopt us.
神愿意系收养翻我哋。
The Bible says that before we were enemies of His, but then when we come to faith in Him, that we become His children.
神话我哋曾经系神嘅敌人，但系神愿意收养翻嚟，买我哋翻嚟成为佢嘅子民。
So we were all orphans before we came to faith in Him.
未信主之前，我哋都系孤儿。
But He would allow us to become His children.
但系神愿意我哋成为佢嘅儿女。
Sometime in the future, when we come back to the church, we would love to tell you the story about Sophia and how we got to know her and how we adopted her. It's a beautiful story, how God has been working in her life.
将来又可以希望将 Sophia 带到翻嚟我教会，介绍俾大家认识。这是一个很美丽的故事。
Well, God is also sending His church to reach out to others.
神也都差派到他的教会来到将他的信息传扬出去。
The word missionary in English comes from Latin, and from the 16th century, the word in a Latin word.
宣教士是原文是一个拉丁文。
And it was denoting this God sending the Holy Spirit into the world.
意思是神将他的圣灵来到差派到世间里面。
So God sent His missionary, the Holy Spirit, into the world, and in the same way He is sending us.
就要神差派到他的圣灵来到世上，我们的责任也是这样被差派出去。
So this is not just describing what God does, but who He is, what kind of God He is.
这个不单只是讲述到神是怎样，而是讲述到神的本身是怎样。
Recently, I finished reading a book in English. It's called In the Garden of the Beast.
最近我读了一本书，它的题目是在怪兽的花园里面。
This is a non-fiction book about the history in Germany before World War II.
你話係個本寫實嘅書係講到啊喺德國喺第二次大戰之前嘅事。
So the main character in this book was not Hitler, but it was the American ambassador to Germany during that in the early 30s.
裏邊嘅主角唔係希特拉，而係美國喺30年代差派去德國嘅大使。
So when we send an ambassador out there to represent their country, they're to bring the best values of their country to another country, and they're there to understand what's going on, and then to communicate back to their home country the actual things that they see and hear while there.
但係國家差派大使去另一個國家時，佢嘅責任就係將我哋國家嘅最好嘅嘢帶到去佢度，亦都將另外國家嘅信息帶翻嚟啊自己嘅國家裏邊。
Well, this ambassador, Mr. Dodd, when he went to Germany, he took his work seriously.
呢個大使就係將佢嘅責任嚟到睇得好重。
If you remember, in America at that time, America was going through the Great Depression, and so people were struggling financially.
當時喺30年代，喺美國喺經濟大蕭條當中。
Normally, ambassadors, when they were in a country, they would have very expensive, elaborate parties, lavish parties, and spend lots of money to try to build relationships with those people in the country.
通常啲大使去到外國時候，佢就會有好多宴會，使好多錢嚟到建立好佢嘅關係。
Mr. Dodd refused to do that. He lived a very simple life as an ambassador, and he did not want to waste his money on political parties.
但呢個大使大先生佢就冇咁樣做，佢唔願意浪費國家嘅金錢。
While the rest of the world believed that Hitler was going to bring great blessing to Germany because he was helping the economy, he did not believe that Hitler was a good guy.
當全世界都認為希特拉是一個好偉大的人，他可以將世界經濟帶好的時候，但是德就沒有這樣想。
He saw through Hitler's lies. He believed that Hitler was an evil person. He had seen how they had killed the Jews even before America got into the war. And the Nazi party was very opposed to this American ambassador.
他看穿了希特拉的真面目，他看到當時他納粹黨已經開始屠殺猶太人，還有他當中的行為。
Many of his people, co-workers in the U.S. who would communicate with him were telling him, you need to support the Nazi party, you need to not oppose him, you need to not oppose Hitler. But he did not agree with many of the U.S. government officials here.
當時美國的政府就是要求德來到支持希特拉和納粹的政府。
Well, they told him, you just need to be nice and just go along with what's going on there. But he did not agree with that.
他要求德就是支持希特拉和納粹的政府願意和他合作，但是他沒有這樣聽他們這樣做。
He sought to bring the best values of American life to Germany, the values that he thought were good and right. And he also spent a lot of time corresponding with the U.S. president. He would always correspond with him and tell him the things that he was seeing and hearing.
他想將美國的最好的價值帶到去德國，而他亦都跟美國政府繼續不斷的聯絡，將德國的信息帶回美國。
He was very serious about his work, and even though a lot of people opposed him, he did what he knew was right to do during those times in his job there in Germany.
他看中自己的工作，他是不斷的來到很努力的將他的本分來到做好。
He had good communication with his boss in America, the president, and he sought to also have good relationships with people that were doing what is right and people that were oppressed in that period of time.
同美國的總統、美國政府不斷有聯絡，同埋佢係好支持喺德國裏邊係希望做一啲正確嘅事嘅人。
He was an ambassador. He was sent by America to represent the American government in Germany.
係美國差派出去德國嘅大使。
In the same way, God sends His ambassadors to different places to represent Him and to represent His values and His way of life and His kingdom.
同樣嘅，神亦都差派佢大使去唔同嘅地方嚟到宣講佢唔同嘅信息。
Well, Mr. Dodd had a lot of opposition in his work because a lot of people were deceived by Hitler and the Nazi Party.
但係有好多人嚟到抗拒佢，因為佢當時係唔同意 希特拉和纳粹政府 的工作。
In the same way, God's ambassadors will experience opposition from other people if they abide by God's principles and God's kingdom.
同樣的，我們成為神的大使的時候，也都會受到很多不同的抗拒。
God has been sending out missionaries all throughout the ages.
在不同的年代，神差派了他的大使去到不同的。
In the Old Testament, we see that he sent out prophets like Noah.
在舊約，你看到神差派先知就好像挪亞。
Noah preached repentance.
挪亞就宣揚悔改。
Did the people receive Noah's message and support him when he was around?
當挪亞宣講他的信息的時候，其他人有沒有支持他，有沒有相信他呢？
Did they?
No. 他們當然是沒有。
Abram.
Abraham.
God sent Abram to speak, to leave his country and to go to a new place.
神將亞伯蘭帶出去宣講他的信息。
God sent Elijah to go speak to the evil king.
神也將以利亞差派出去到
So we see throughout the Old Testament, God was continually sending his messengers. In the New Testament, he continued to send people as his ambassadors. Well, let's look at some of the issues that I think show us from the scriptures of how God is a missionary God. Number one, God the Father sent his Son into the world. We read John 16:5. Can you put John 16:5 up?
It
says, Now I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you ask me, Where are you going?
現在我往差我來的父那裡去，你們中間會有人來問我。
This was Jesus speaking to his disciples.
就是主耶穌對他的門徒這樣說。
And in John 16:27-28, I'll read that. He says, No, the Father himself loves you because he has loved me and has believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and entered this world.Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father.
然後福音第十六章二十七至到二十八節咁樣對我哋話：父自己愛你們，因為你們已經愛我，又信我是從父出來的。我從父出來到了世界，我又離開世界往父那裡去。
So we see that Jesus was very clear that he had been sent by the Father into the world.
耶穌很清楚地講述到他是由父親裏面差派出來的。
So God's mission of redemption has been focused in Jesus Christ and how he would come to redeem us.
神是集中於宣講到主耶穌是怎樣來到這個世界來到拯救我們。
So he sent Jesus to us to live among us, to teach us, to do miracles, to die for us, and then to rise again from death.
神就差派主耶穌嚟到我哋當中，喺生活嚟到教訓我哋，嚟到為我哋受死而復活，嚟到拯救我哋。
I think a beautiful picture of God sending His Son. It talks about it in John 1:14, where it says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
有個好美嘅圖畫就係喺約翰福音第一章第一節裏邊講到，神道成肉身嚟到我哋當中。
So if you want to understand who this God is that the Bible teaches about.This creator God, then you would look at Jesus. How did Jesus treat the people around him? How did he treat little kids? Then you would know how God looks at little kids. How did Jesus treat women? He treated them with respect.You would see how God would treat women. How did he treat the sick?
The handicapped.
How did he treat those who were humble and who acknowledged that they were sinners? How about those who are different from the humble? They were very proud and religious people. How did he treat them? So we see from the life of Jesus how God, our Creator, this missionary God is. So we get a very clear picture of what God is like through the person of Jesus Christ. So we not only, God sent the Son to save me as an individual, but he desires to put me into a body of believers. He saved me so I could be a part of a body of believers. So his desire for you is not that just you would live your Christian life by yourself, but that you would be committed to a church body, that you would be committed to growing up in your faith and worshiping him with other believers. Have you committed yourself to a church body? Whether it's here or another place, have you committed yourself to this body of believers to grow and to worship him? Because he desires that all of us in this growth process would become more like Jesus and to treat all of these people I mentioned the same way that Jesus would treat them.
So the
Father sent the Son into the world, and we can see that he is a missionary God. So the Father and the Son sent the Holy Spirit into the world. In John 15:26, Jesus said, "When the Counselor comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me."
耶稣这样说, 但我要从父那里差保惠师来, 就是从父出来, 真理的圣灵, 他来了, 就要为我作见证。
And chapter 16, verse 12 through 15, Jesus said, "I have more to say to you, more than you can bear now. But when he, the Spirit of Truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you."
16:12-15, 耶稣对我们这样说, 我还有好些事要告诉你们, 但你们现在担当不了, 只等真理的圣灵来了, 他要引导你们明白一切的真理, 因为他不是凭自己说的, 乃是把他所听见的都说出来, 并要把将来的事告诉你们, 他要荣耀我, 因为他要将授予我的告诉你们, 凡父所有的都是我的, 所以我说, 他要将授予我的,
so the Bible teaches that the God who is a missionary God, he is a triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus said when he left that he would send a helper to us. And he called him the Spirit of Truth. So they sent the Holy Spirit to glorify Jesus. So you and I, when we receive God's Spirit in our lives, he is going to help us to glorify Jesus. Whenever you're spending time reading the Bible, you want to have a quiet time. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to worship Jesus. We all need help to worship our God. He's there to help lead us into truth. He's there to help us to accomplish the mission that God has given us as a church. Are you glad that God sent the Holy Spirit into your life? I am very glad that God sent the Holy Spirit for me. Whenever Mr. Dodd was sent to Germany to represent the U.S., the Nazis were not glad that he came. Do you welcome God's Spirit into your life, into welcome His work into you? Because the Father and the Son have sent the Holy Spirit, we know that God is a missionary God. He was sent for our good, to strengthen us, to strengthen our faith. To change us. And it's for the glory of Jesus. Are you allowing this sent one, the Holy Spirit, to work in your life, to fill you and to lead you? Are you allowing Him to teach you each day? Number three, Jesus sent the church out into the world. John 20:21, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I am sending you." This verse from John 20:21 is where the organization that we're a part of, Send International, got their name from. Send International comes from that, where Jesus said, "As the Father sent me, I am sending you." God continues His mission in this world through sending out His church, just like your church went to the Navajo Reservation in Arizona this summer. God is sending His people to different places to take the gospel. So we are agents of God's kingdom, of God's message to other people. So because we are in partnership with God, God is a missionary God, we are in partnership with Him in His missions. So this mission that we have is not just something that we do, but it is who we are. We are a people of mission. Second Corinthians 5:20 says, "We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God." That's right there. Okay, you got it.
In 哥林多后书第5章20节，对你这样话， 所以我们作基督的使者， 就好像神藉我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
God is not looking for great, exceptional people to send. He's sending out ordinary people every day.
神为了给一些很特别的人差派普通人所有的人出去。
This summer we met a 20-something young lady that grew up in Indiana.
在这个暑假我遇到一个女仔在 Indiana 来到生活，她大概二十多岁。
She moved to India, to Calcutta, to work among the prostitutes in India.
她来到印度来到在当中来到和一些妓女来到作工。
In our home church in Berwyn, there's a group of young ladies, or ladies, that are committed themselves for many years to minister to other ladies in the community. And also, they're ministering to ladies who are experiencing violence in their homes. Just down the road here on Kirchhoff Road at the other Chinese church, there's a new pastor at that church, and he's originally from China, Pastor Gong. He came to America to study, and he got married and has kids. Well, he has sensed that God is sending he and his family to Africa to serve the diaspora Chinese in Africa.
卻錯會另外有間中國教會嘅，咁佢係新嘅牧師，共牧師就係受到神嘅差派去到非洲嚟到為神嚟到作工。
In our home church in Berwyn, we have a man who's probably close to 70 years old. He's a chemist that works in the customs office in Chicago, the U.S. Customs office. He spent 40 years so far working in this office as a chemist.
咁喺我哋教會喺 Berwyn 嘅教會咧一個。有個先生，佢係喺海關裏邊做咗40多年嘅化學師。
He spends his time in many different his free time. He goes to the nursing home and he shares Christ. He leads a church service for the elderly at the nursing home, and he's constantly seeking ways to reach people in his workplace and also through the church ministries.
佢花咗好多時間，佢公餘嘅時間就去好多安老院啊，同埋好多個人嘅時工裏邊嚟到做工。
I chose several people that God is sending within their community to reach others, and some that God is sending to other places, because God is sending us not necessarily overseas, but maybe where we are able to have influence.
舉幾個例子係。好多人都係喺佢哋生活嘅附近嚟到為神嚟到宣教，而我哋係唔需要去到其他國外或者其他地方，而我哋可以就係身邊嚟到為神做工。
Whenever I was a freshman in college, God sent people to encourage me to trust Him, to follow Him and obey Him.
我大學第一年嘅時候，神都差派咗好多人嚟到鼓勵我，嚟到勸勉我。
It was during that time in my early years of college.That I sensed that God was calling me to go and to serve Him in another place.
就係嗰陣時候，我就係感覺到神嚟到差派我嚟到呼召我嚟到去其他地方嚟到做工。
So God is calling your church on mission.
神就呼召到我哋教會嚟到宣教。
And each one of you as individuals, He has specific ministries that He's calling you to.
每個人神都係呼召到我哋做各樣唔同嘅事工。
Could be at your school.
可能喺你嘅學校裏邊
，at your workplace，
可能喺你工作嘅地方
，within your families，
可能喺你家庭裏邊
，could be in your neighborhood，
可能喺你嘅居住嘅範圍裏邊。
He desires every one of us as individuals to be willing to allow Him to send us to reach others。
每個人神都願意差派我哋係去到嚟到做佢嘅工作。
And its missions today continues because there are people that do not worship God。
不斷係有宣教嘅工作，因為仲有好多人未嚟到崇拜神。
So if you're a child of His today, that He's sending you.
如果你係神嘅兒女嘅時候，神就係會差派你。
To represent Him to others who do not know Him.
嚟到代表到佢嚟到講述到神嚟講述到神嘅信息俾其他人聽。
So God has been in the business since the beginning of time of sending people out.
自初開始，神就係 差派人宣来到宣扬佢嘅。
In the Old Testament, we see him sending out his priests, prophets, and individuals to share of his glory with others.
喺旧约我哋见到神差派佢嘅祭司、佢嘅先知同埋其他人嚟到荣耀佢。
In the New Testament, we see him sending Jesus to teach us, to show us who God is, to do miracles, and to help us to know, to have that relationship, to be reconciled with him.
係神又差派到主耶穌嚟到我哋當中嚟到作工嚟到做神蹟嚟到醫治人嚟到宣講神嘅榮耀。
As Jesus left, he said he and the Father are sending the Holy Spirit to us.
當主耶穌離世嘅時候，佢同父神就差派到聖靈嚟到我哋當中。
And just as in the before World War II, the U.S. sent Mr. Dodd to Germany to represent them, God is sending us as a church to represent him.Toward another group of people.
正喺第二次大戰之前，美國差派咗達咗去到德國代表美國，我哋就神係咁樣差派我哋去唔同嘅地方，同唔同嘅人嚟到宣講神嘅信息。
I hope at another time we could come back to the church and we could share more about in Taiwan as a mission organization partnering with Taiwan's church, how God is calling us to reach the least reached in Taiwan with the Vision 119.
希望以後仲有機會嚟到同大家分享我哋喺台灣嘅工作，喺台灣同其他唔同機構合作嘅事工。
Will you consider allowing God to send you?
你會唔會考慮到俾神差派出去
？How does God want you to represent Him to other people?
神你點樣差派你係出去代表佢咧
？If God has saved you，
如果神係拯救咗你嘅話
，and He's walking with you and leading you。
今日與你同行的時候
then he wants you to allow him to send you.
他就願意 你接受他的委派出去。
Let's pray together.
我一起來到禱告。
Heavenly Father, we are your creation.
父神，我是 你所創造的。
You created us as ordinary people.
你創造我們成為一個普通的人。
Who serves an extraordinary God.
来到
Thank you for accepting us into your family.
感谢你接受到我来到你的家里面。
Thank you, Jesus, for coming to die for us.
感谢到主耶稣来到为我们受死。
And to be raised from the dead so we could be justified.
更加是复活以致我们的罪可以洗清。
Thank you for sending your spirit.
今日你差派到我哋嘅圣灵。
We confess that we need you, Holy Spirit.
我哋也承认我哋系需要圣灵嘅指引。
We need you to change us.
我需要你嚟到改变我哋。
Not just the outside to be changed, but our inner person would be changed.
不但只系外表，更加系我哋嘅内心需要接受改变。
To be more like you, Jesus.
而且可以更加嚟到同主耶稣相近相似。
We believe that you want to send us.
我相信你願意差派我哋。
But we are weak and we struggle and we sometimes don't know what you want us to do.
但我哋有軟弱，我哋有好多時唔知道我哋需要做乜嘢。
Thank you that you're merciful toward us.
感謝父神，你係對我哋有恩慈。
Pray for this church, the Chinese Baptist Church.
為我哋教會祈禱。
That you would continue to multiply the works that they're doing.Bless the families here. That there would be a love amongst the people here. You would strengthen their faith. To believe you for great things. In the days to come. So Lord, here we are. Please send us.
願意你差派我哋出去。
Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
感謝父神。
Amen.